Kilo Alpha 8 Julie Ocean Yankee, looking for check-ins for the Saturday night Liberty Nest.
Kilo Echo Zero Victor Romeo Tango.
Echo Echo Romeo.
And 4RO10.
Alrighty, I got Kilo Echo Zero Victor Romeo Tango. I got N4ROQ, and the other station, I didn't get it written down fast enough. Say it again, please. Alrighty, let me try again. William, I've got you. Larry, I've got you. CQ, looking for check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. There was a gentleman in there, and I did not get your call written down. Over. CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KAHJOY at 2200 hours, daylight savings time. That was a little bit light. Could you say it again phonetically, please? Go ahead and open the door or the window, whichever it might be. We're experiencing some pretty heavy rains here in Ohio, so hopefully this will work out. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by, yes, you guessed it, Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to start the evening off by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'll put that book away. Let me see if I have any other check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KHLY.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie.
November 8th, Zulu, and I need the other letter.
Charlie. C, Charlie.
Alrighty, let me type it in there. November 8th, Zulu and a Charlie. And it didn't do anything. I guess I gotta have the cursor where it belongs. So let me try it again. There we go. Harry, up there, Michigan. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Took a little nap and woke up, and lo and behold, I can hear you on the net.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm on my remote tonight. I have a remote station about 5 miles from my house, so I'm on the internet talking on the remote. It's a 200-watt mobile Kenwood TS-480, and over the last couple of days, I plowed in 80 feet of CBC. The wire used to be draped between trees to get to the building. Now I put it underground, and it lowered my SWR from 1.3 to 1.1, so that was a great improvement. And it seems to be doing pretty good tonight. Over.
Well, you're about blowing me out of my chair here. You're 30 over anyways, so good to hear you. It's been a while, so I'll be riding along, see what's going on here.
All I'm just checking in two people that are listeners. M2JTT, Miss Laura, thank you, thank. Hi, Miss Laura. And KN4ZEF, I got to get him typed in. He's another person who monitors with us every week, which is a pleasure, Mr. Christopher. So let me see if I have anybody else before I get this rolling. This is KHJOY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing hurts, so I'm going to open the door. I know it's hard to believe. It's going to be about Biden. Sleepy Sloppy Joe. And the article is from the Western Journal. Can you imagine playing a game of Trivial Pursuit against President Joe Biden? Now, this is a commentary. And I'll tell you, it's by Kip Jones. He'd know many of the answers deep down somewhere. You'd be able to see the wheels spinning in his head. But being overconfident, he probably missed the question after giving an oh-so-close erroneous answer. You almost hate that you couldn't give Biden a hint or let him piece around and think about it again. Whenever he called out a wrong answer, you'd have to say, sorry, Joe, you almost had it. Biden lives and governs as the Trivial Pursuit player who almost had the answer, but it eluded him. Biden's knowledge of the government is vast, thanks to 5 decades embedded in Washington politics. He's also no dummy, or he wasn't at one time, despite what a career laden with gas might say. No person gets elected and reelected to so many, only 100 Senate seats for so long, and so many times of having had some serious brain power. However, but time and age themselves are enemies to cognizance, and there is so other underlying causes that might lead someone to have lapse in recall that goes to think on the fly. If Biden has experienced one of those conditions, it might explain why, after all these decades, he can't remember the acronym used to describe the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, known as ATF. Apparently, he called it the Bureau of Alcohol. Oh, dear Lord, in the morning. Good old Joe. His guests are so wonderful, and we just accept them. The American public is just supposed to accept them. However, if Donald Trump does one thing, we weren't to accept that. So with that, I'll open the door. I'm going to see if Mike's available, but I think Mike's eating dinner. Whiskey Zero Mike Papa, KHJY, are you back or are you leaving? I'll pass and I'll go to William in Joplin, Missouri. Kilo Echo Zero Victor Romeo Tango. Mr. William, good evening.
Good evening, Bob, and everybody on Liberty Net. This is K0 VRG, and what a coincidence. The first article is about Biden as well. Anyway, this is from the American Thinker, dated April 10th. And it's about Biden's Ukraine war. And as Joe Biden is trying to start a war in Ukraine, that's certainly how it would appear from his recent pledge of unwavering support to Ukraine's leaders as they face off with Russian ground troops in eastern Ukraine. Russia last week began deploying 25 battalion tactical groups to Ukraine's borders, along with main battle tanks, rocket artillery, and self-propelled howitzers. These are not light weapons used in the type of on-again-off-again guerrilla skirmishes Russian and Ukrainian forces have conducted since the 2015 ceasefire. These are weapons of a red-hot ground war. U.S. forces in Europe, EUCOM, went from high alert last week to the highest possible potential imminent crisis, the New York Times reported. But what is the lead story in our nightly news? Of course, it's Georgia's alleged racist election law and pullout of Major League Baseball from Atlanta. This country is led by a geriatric president who can barely climb up the stairs of Air Force One without stumbling, who has a gigantic chip on his shoulder when it comes to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden's personal hatred for Putin, never on display during his 8 years as vice president, seems to have been created whole cloth by the Democrat Party narrative that President Trump was Putin's best friend. In other words, it's irrational, borderline insane, and it could be leading us into a war, possibly a nuclear war, I might add. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a deep stater who presided over years of endless wars as commander of U.S. forces in Iraq and later as commander of U.S. Central Command, called his Ukrainian counterpart last week to pledge U.S. support if the border standoff erupts into a hot war. According to the Pentagon, Austin reaffirmed unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and Euro-Atlantic aspirations, and condemned recent escalations of Russian aggressive and provocative action in eastern Ukraine. That is precisely what the Secretary of Defense should be doing when NATO ally faces an imminent military threat. But wait, Ukraine is not a NATO ally. Are Biden and Secretary of Defense saying they're preparing to put the lives of U.S. soldiers on the line to defend Ukraine? On what legal basis? We have no treaty with Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel stepped into the fray as well, demanding in a phone call with Putin on Thursday that Russia unwind its buildup in eastern Ukraine in order to de-escalate the situation. And this is precisely what she should have done when another member of European Union faced an imminent military threat. But yet, oh wait, Ukraine is not a member of the European Union. Ukrainians, for their part, are itching for war. During the 2014-2015 conflict, they could field fewer than 10,000 troops against the Russian irregulars in the Donbas. Since then, and largely with U.S. help, they have built up a ground army of 255,000 heavy-duty troops, the second-largest standing army in Europe after Russia. While there may be a lot of posturing going on here with Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky maneuvering toward negotiation rather than all-out war, and the huffing and puffing of Biden and his warmongering Secretary of Defense are just pouring fuel into the fire. And man, let me tell you something. These people, I don't know what has happened to this society, why we don't no longer fear nuclear war like we used to, but I'm telling you what, this is a bigger danger of nuclear war now, especially with this idiot Biden in there, than we ever had to deal with during the Cold War. And that's all I have on this round, Bob. This is KE0VRT. Back to you.
Roger, Roger. We used to have all those fallout shelters that, when you look at them today, would have done us no good. But, yeah, we'd be concerned about this, especially with Iran trying to get their fingers on a nuke. A nuclear war is not going to do anybody any good. It's going to be very devastating. So, thank you, William. Appreciate that input. I'll be back to you again on the second round. So, KE0VRT. KHLY, and this is Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Good evening, Larry. You're probably getting some rain down there in Tennessee, just like we are, and I'll give it to you, over.
You know, not all of the study crashes like we had last night. It was terrible down here last night, so the van seems in pretty good shape compared to last night. Let's see, I got Tennessee Governor Lee is against this vaccine passport. He's saying it's a bad deal. Tennessee Republicans are seizing on a conservative talking point that is taking hold in recent weeks, so-called vaccine passports, and the need to prohibit them. Governor Bill Lee on Tuesday joined other Republican governors who are taking public stands in recent days against reclaim treatment of COVID-19 vaccination, an issue widely discussed in conservative media. I think vaccine passports are a bad idea, Lee told reporters. I do not believe government should impose vaccine requirements or mandates in any way. I'm working with the legislature to support legislation that backs that up. No city, county, or government entity in Tennessee appears to have suggested forcing businesses to require patrons to show a vaccine passport. The legislation the Lee is supporting brought this week in the General Assembly does raise questions about existing vaccination requirements in public schools. Moving on, let's see, the article's pretty long. I'll see if I see anything else there. Republicans in Florida and Texas have made similar announcements. Lee and Tennessee legislative Republicans' vocal opposition to vaccine passports comes as conservatives in other states have raised the issue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last week issued an executive order prohibiting both government agencies and private businesses from requiring proof of vaccination to receive service, going a step further than me. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who seems to be a great guy, watching on the border, his comments, and he seems to be right on the spot there. I mean, he needs to be talking about. But he has also issued an executive order barring government mandated vaccine passports. It does not apply to privately funded businesses. President Joe Biden's administration on Monday and Tuesday reiterated the federal government will not implement a vaccine passport program, but they may not, but they've already let the cruise lines put all that in, maybe some, not sure about the jets that are taking people all over the world, whether or not how many companies there are involved yet. But anyway, don't want to see any of these vaccine passports. They're trying to push this vaccine on the people who don't need it. It's 99.99% that you're not going to have any major problems, and they've got a lot of good things to treat you now and get you over pretty successfully. Okay, let's see. Here's this permitless carry, and our governor Lee signed this into law on just a few days ago. Tennessee is officially one of the 19 states where permitless carry, gun carry, will be the law. So we can carry a gun now. I do have a permit, but I do not have I do have a permit, but I'm glad that they passed this permitless carry law. Governor Bill Lee on Thursday signed a bill allowing most adults to carry a handgun without a permit, an effort that wasn't on top of the legislation agenda for the year. So that will take effect July the 1st. In a statement on Twitter on Thursday afternoon, Lee thanked Tennessee Legislature and National Rifle Association for the work to pass the bill. It allows people 21 and older to carry handguns openly or concealed without a permit, along with members of the military age 18 to 20. The new law does not apply to long guns, a point of contention among gun-rights activists. The Lee administration has estimated the legislature will cost the state as much as $20 million annually. The bill was backed by the National Rifle Association, but opposed by the state's leading law enforcement group. Which has argued the change would increase crime and officer vulnerability. Well, I'm sorry I don't go along with our law enforcement groups here. You got to be able to protect yourself. When the law bill passed the House on March 29th, Majority Leader William Lambert, Republican of Portland, said he was not the end of journey and for expanding rights in Tennessee. Democrats, however, were largely against the measure. It seems that more is never enough when it comes to gun laws in the state, said Representative Larry Miller, Democrat of Memphis. In addition to removing Tennessee's misdemeanor offense for most people who carry a handgun without a permit, the bill also increases punishments for certain gun crimes. The law boosts theft of firearms from a misdemeanor to a felony, and mandates 6 months of incarceration for the offense, up from the current 30-day sentence. It also bars felons convicted of possessing a firearm from early release, in addition to people who are already prohibited from receiving a permit, including felons who are convicted of domestic violence offenses. The new permitless carry right amounts to people with a conviction of stalking, those with recent DUI conviction, or increased or individuals who have been committed by the court to be to a mental institution. So, for this permitless carry in Tennessee, I hope we can keep it a long time. Only part of the handgun there at this time. So back to you there, Bob. KAHJY from N4Q on the Liberty Network.
All
All righty, Mr. Lair. Well, I'm going to add two things to your comment. One of them is about protecting yourself. So my son, the U.S. Marine, would always say, when seconds matter, the police are only minutes away. So with that being said, you need the opportunity to be able to protect yourself or your family from serious physical harm or death. And you mentioned about the virus vaccination passport. So St. Vincent Island is having a volcano, and the Royal Caribbean and the Carnival Cruise Line have gone there to help pick up people off the island. But you're only allowed to get on the cruise ship if you can show proof of vaccination. Here we go. We're going to limit the way we protect you or save your life. Isn't that some crap? Back to you, over.
Yeah, I heard that here a while back that they were, anyone who gets on those cruise lines, even for a cruise, they have to have,
I don't believe in that. I think they've gone overboard on it. And so I'm with you on that. That's about a bunch of crap at this time, man. Back to you. Thank you very much. All righty. Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KJY. Down to Mr. Carey in Michigan. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, K8JY. Mr. Carey, what do you have to start off the night?
Well, don't have a whole lot to add, other than I'm just sick and tired of this whole mess. I think we all are. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a lot to add other than, like I said, I'm just sick and tired of it. You want to... I don't know what to say. I'm just going to leave it at that. So I'm just going to say hi to everybody. I'm going to be listening because I'm at the point where it's hard to sleep. I'm so disgusted. And the more you read the news, the more disgusted I get. I think we the people have been abandoned and chewed up, spat out, and all that good fun stuff. So I can get on my soapbox, but I don't know how much good that'll do. But yeah, I think you all know what I mean. So with that, Bob, good to hear you. Like I said, it's been a little while. The bands for me have been pretty bad about this time of night, so I was surprised to hear anybody because I haven't been able to hear anybody for a while, so here I am. So with that, I'm just going to give it back to you, Bob, and I'll be listening and see what you guys have to say. K8GOI, there we go. This is N8ZC.
All righty, Carey. Well, you're giving me 40 over here on my remote station in Ohio, so you're doing a very good job. I'm going to say hi to Miss Laura and to JTT, Mr. Marty and to IRJ, and Mr. Christopher, KN4ZES, has sent me several notes. One says the folks who are against the Tennessee Carry Bill are Memphis and Shelby County Democrats. Pisses me off to no end. It's always Memphis. Then he says, which by no coincidence has the highest crime in the state of Tennessee, more or less. Interesting. Quite certain if you decide a nationwide country statistic analysis, most countries are quite safe and the dangerous ones are demo-controlled. Yes, the Democratic-controlled cities and that are the most dangerous. The people that have the right to carry weapons and the carry concealed permits, you know, when they keep on saying, oh, there's going to be shootouts like at the OK Corral. Well, Ohio has the right to carry. We have open carry. And we just now got the bill that we do not have to retreat. So we can defend our ground if it's serious physical harm and or death. So, and there's no, you know, shoot 'em up at the OK Corral. That's just all bunk. So, all righty, let me see. I have a gentleman that's on NetLogger, Victor Negative. Whiskey Victor 8, Mike Tango Mike. Mr. Mike, do you want to speak? Go ahead.
This is my first time checking into this thing, and I appreciate the opportunity. I've been listening to the conversation, and very interesting, and definitely I will be coming back here more often. That's all I have right now.
Hey, Mike, well, you're welcome. We're here every Saturday night, 10 p.m. to whenever we're done on this frequency, and often on Wednesday nights, same thing, 10 p.m. Pretty much a conversational net. It is a net. So appreciate you jumping in. We go around three rounds. So we've done round one, we'll do round two, and then we have what we call the 73 rounds. So I will say thank you for joining us. And let me see if I have anybody else late check-ins for the Saturday night Liberty Net.
KD0RSA.
Kilo Charlie 8. Echo Hotel Romeo.
Alrighty, so let me, I got you, Mr. Mo. KD0RSA, it's always good to hear you. The Echo Hotel Romeo, can I have the beginning of that call?
Charlie 8, Romeo.
All righty, thank you. And there was one that was Kilo X-ray, Kilo Echo X-ray. Let me have that one again. X8DRA, correct? Give me a moment to type, and while I'm typing, I'm going to yell out to Mr. Mo in Nebraska. Good evening, Mo. You're booming in here to Richfield, Ohio. How are you doing, and what do you got to say?
Well, thank you, Gail, for taking me up. I do appreciate it. This might be old news to you fellas. But anyway, why President Donald J. Trump, when he was in office, he made arrangements for the F-15 to be run through and updated. And the first F-15 was delivered a week ago, but I forgot the airport that it was delivered to. But the F-15 had a lot of mechanical maneuvers entered or whatever, and they updated it so it's not so much mechanical, the way I understand. But anyway, that's one plane that can really move around, and it can go right straight up 10,000 feet plus without stalling out. So I'll just turn it back to you, Bob. KD, here, I'll say back to you. Bob, over.
All righty, Mo. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice out there. KD0RSA. Next is Mr. Clint in Eden Rapids. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. What? No. Yeah. Romeo, I'm right. What do you have to say for your first round tonight?
Well, I got a few things, if you don't mind. I'm just kind of trying to run through them, if you don't mind. Is that all right, Robert?
That is fine. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm always searching online for things. I'm always trying to follow stuff going on with all my things and everything.
Nuremberg.
If anyone knows what that is, if you have any questions, take a look at the whole thing and find it online. that was really good news. And we also probably have been here, you guys have probably heard about what's going on with the state of Michigan. Number one, Michigan Secretary of State mentioned hiding, it looks like. He's not complying with the reportedly discovered modem chip embedded in the Michigan voting computer motherboard. So that was a pretty good thing. Find out. So it sounds like things are moving forward in the right direction. I'm encouraged. I'm inspired. I heard that the ex-CEO from Overtime.com.
Which radio is it?
We're supposed to think that I hope it happens. A lot of stuff going on. The vaccine, my wife and I have just, we are not taking it. It's not been tested. We are not going to be lab rats for it. I saw a leaked Pentagon video on the flu vaccine. It was modified.
Alrighty, Clint, thank you for joining us, KCH Echo Hotel Romeo. Yes, that St. Vincent Island, do you know who governs that island, over?
You already had a maestro, so you ordered two new ones, so you'll have three or two?
I'll have
Alrighty, I appreciate it. You made the mention of a constitution. If they're not an American governed island, and I've never heard that they were, they don't have our rights. But again, you're correct. You're not allowing people that haven't been vaccinated to escape. So you're basically punishing them to have the vaccine, which I'm not taking it. I know there's others that aren't taking it, Clint. If you've ever watched that video from Sherry Tenpenny, she is a doctor from Cleveland. They took it off of YouTube, but you can still find it as she talks about the type of vaccine this is and the things, the problems that it can have. I'm not taking it. So, thank you, sir. Let me move down to David in Rayland, Ohio. David, you followed me over here from the other group. You were kind of light, so let's see how we can pick you up here. So, Kilo X-ray 8, Delta Romeo Alpha.
Well, you know
Mr. David.
You see what says menu in the top ring? Okay, when you turn lamp on, that menu is going to move a little bit to the left, and you're going to see AMP right next to it. And you press it to put it operate, and you unpress it to put it in standby. Same thing as the software on the computer, it'll be in the lower right-hand corner. That's why I'm saying it integrates so well with the software.
I walked on the internet.
I said that it integrates with the software so terrific. And,
all right, David, I think you're completed. I'm really struggling to hear you. I'm sorry. Did you complete? Over. I'm not sure who's talking in the background, Larry. I think someone's trying to be a little funny, but I'm going to see if there's anybody else to check in. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, KHJOI.
Did you see that second home run that he hit in the free? Holy moly.
All righty, let me go to the top of the list, Mr. Minnesota Mike. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. Mr. Mike, did you make it back, over?
Yes, very good. I am here. I'm listening along and enjoying the net. And I had some QRN really come up high here. The static kind of took off. I don't know, just atmospheric conditions, I guess. But, yeah, I had a nice PA dinner in with the family. Wife made a PA dinner and enjoyed that. And I got back out here in time to catch the next round here. Everyone sounded real good. Definitely a lot of things going on in the world for sure, and interesting subjects that we're all discussing here, which is nice to have a format to do that. So I will have to get in here more often and listen along and contribute where it's appropriate. And I've kind of had a long day. It's been my son had a bowling tournament today, so we went to do that and watched him bowl. And you know what? I didn't wear a mask while I was there because I had a cup of Diet Coke in my hand, and if you're drinking something, you don't have to wear a mask. Isn't that funny? So didn't wear a mask today at the bowling alley, but oh boy, what a subject that is for sure. Anyway, I will let you continue on. I don't know if I'll be here for the next one. The QR Nancy has kind of gotten real heavy here, and I'm not sure what's going on. It just suddenly started, static started coming up a bit here. I don't know if that's local or if it's off the band, you know, for everybody too. So, a real nice net here, Robert, nice net, and I will try to get in here more often. So, KHJOY W0MP.
All righty, Mike. Thanks for joining me up here. I appreciate it. And yeah, that whole mask thing, I wore my mask that I ordered. It says, this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden. Boy, people don't like that mask, but I think it's funny. But thank you for joining me. I'll catch you tomorrow night. I mean, I'll come back to, if you're still here, but I'll be back on the other frequency tomorrow evening. So, Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, KHOY. Let me go back to Joplin, Missouri. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. Mr. William, I'm back to you.
KAJOY, this is KE0VRT. Larry bringing up that article about, you know, the nullification of the vaccine passports. That made me want to bring up here in Missouri, we did the same thing. Missouri's Republican-led Senate on Wednesday voted to end so-called vaccine passports in the state. Senators voted 26-7 in favor of a wide-ranging bill that includes a ban on vaccine passports to travel in the state. Vaccine passports are documentation that shows travelers that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently tested negative for the virus. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing out vaccine passports to encourage travel. Republican Governor Mike Parson said he won't require vaccine passports, which he emphasized again while speaking on Fox News Wednesday. If people want to carry a card, that's fine. It's called freedom. It's called individual rights, Parson said, but it's not the government's place to do that. The Missouri bill would ban any requirements that travelers show proof of vaccination in order to fly, get a taxi, or use public transportation in the state. The bill now goes to the State House for consideration. The State Health Department on Wednesday reported 2,175 confirmed coronavirus cases over the week of March 29th, or on average about 311 new cases per day. Cases are down about 3% from the week prior. 6 new deaths were reported in the past week, bringing the total death toll in Missouri to at least 8,509. And, that's if you believe what they say about it anyway. There is a couple of nursing homes in my area that's got COVID again, but there really hasn't been anybody dying in those nursing homes that's in this area lately.
There was one nursing home that had a die-off the first time around, but after that, they've gotten it again. Nobody's died from it, so this isn't as bad as what they say it is, and that's all I have for this second round. K-A-L-Y, this is KE0VRT. Back to you.
All righty, William, and I wish they would tell us how many people get the common cold, how many people are having heart attacks, how many people are having bronchitis, how many people die in traffic fatalities. No one's dying of anything else but COVID, which we know is all bunk. So thank you, William. K0VRT, KHOI. Mr. Larry, well, you kind of were the topic of discussion. We're back to you. November 4, Romeo, Oscar, Quebec. Mr. Larry, what do you got now?
Okay. Thank you, Bob. You hit the nail on the head. You never hear about cancer anymore. You don't hear about cancer. You don't hear about car wrecks. All of it's going. And COVID, the hospital would make more money if they put on the death certificate. COVID was the cause of death. I do know that for a fact. And probably killing more people than the COVID virus, cold and flu. But this is not any discussion, or not anything put down about any of that. It's all COVID. I wonder who told them to do that, or whether or not I believe that someone in those administrations, especially in Biden's administration, that gave a little push on that. You got to get numbers up so they can. Somebody can get you to take the vaccine, tell you not to take the vaccine. There's a lot of stuff in that vaccine that could kill you later on, and or kill you during at the vaccine date, or it can kill you on down the road with autoimmune diseases and cancer. So just remember that. It's an experimental drug. And there's not any words. No mention of this being experimental. It's all experimental. So they don't know what it's going to do until you're the experiment. We're the experiment, the people that's letting them put it in their own. And so we could, it has not worked out before, especially the first two that came out, Pfizer and the other one there. Those two that first came out, it's definitely a two-shot deal. They're all experimental. And from Dr. Tenpenny and Moon, G-O-L-D, those two doctors, lady doctors, said that it's all experimental. There's aluminum particles in it. They go up in the brain. They do not come out. Once you take the vaccine, you've taken it for life, and there's no way to reverse the things it's going to do to your brain and the different parts of your body. It's all experimental, and it's never worked out before. And it didn't work out this time. They just got an emergency order type deal to go ahead with COVID-19 virus from China that they're giving the vaccine for. So just remember all that. If you want to do some researching, Google Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, I believe, Gold, G-O-L-D, doctor, and also Dr. Tenpenny. Dr. Tenpenny, they're two lady doctors. They tell you a lot about what's in them. There's mercury. Who would ever think that mercury's still in the viruses? I mean, in the vaccines. But it is. Mercury is in the vaccines, and you know what that possibly could do to your body and your brain. So moving on, it looks like Putin is trying to. I brought this up probably on Wednesday night regarding he signed a law that allows him to serve two more terms. Now, he's been working on this, but I believe he's finally got this all in order now.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday signed a law allowing him to potentially hold on to the power until 2036. Look at this, look at that. A move that formalizes constitutional changes endorsed in last year's popular vote. The July the 1st constitutional vote included a provision that reset Putin's previous terms, allowing him to run for president two more times. The 68-year-old Russian president has been in power for more than two decades. Said that he would decide whether to run again in 2024 when his current six-year term ends. So, if he's still living, I bet he's going to run again. Here's an article on Ollie's mask. Listen to this. Discarded mask litter beaches worldwide threaten sea life. From Sandy Hook, New Jersey, to the unusual list of foul trash left behind or washed up on beaches around the world, add these masks and gloves used by people to avoid the coronavirus and then discarded on the sand. In the past year, volunteers picked up mesh on beaches from the Jersey Shore to California, the United Kingdom, and Hong Kong have been finding discarded personal protective equipment. The latest example came Wednesday when New Jersey's Clean Ocean Action Environmental Group released its annual tally of trash plucked from the state shoreline. In addition to the plastic, cigarette butts, and food wrappers that sully the sand each year, volunteers removed 1,113 and other pieces of virus-related protective gear from New Jersey beaches last fall. Used correctly, PPE saves lives. Disposed of incorrectly, it kills marine life, said Cindy Zipp, the group's executive director. PPE litter is a gross result of the pandemic and 100% avoidable. Use PPE properly, then dispose of it properly in a trash can. It's not hard, and it's the least we can do for the marvel of the planet we all live on. Discarded masks and gloves started showing up on beaches not long after the virus began circulating widely last year, and we continue to appear as quarantine-weary people following escape off the beach. In the second half of 2020, more than 107,000 items of PPE were collected by volunteers around the world, according to the Ocean Conservancy Group. A figure its members believe is a vast undercount of the year's true totals. Watching the environment, disposable PPE, like any other single-use plastic, likely never breaking down, but rather breaking up into smaller and smaller pieces and persisting indefinitely. With Nicholas Mala, senior director of the Ocean Conservancy Trash Free Seas Program. In fact, a recent study found that a single disposal mask can shed up to 173,000 microfibers, tiny plastic fibers, in a single day. What this means is that the damage is cumulative, added up over time to the massive amount of plastics already entering our ocean each year. In Northern California, the Pacific Beach Coalition recently noticed a dramatic increase in discarded PPE on beaches and around the city of Pacifica, south of San Francisco. And a cleanup day in San Diego made 413 latex gloves, more than 700 single-use surgical masks. So as our art goes on, but it is becoming a huge, huge problem. Let's see, I'll say a little bit. You know, most of these are pretty long. Here's one on the airline. I'll go ahead and go over that one there. The inflow of you for me. The airlines pulled Boeing MAX jets after notice. Company noted possible electrical problem. Airlines pulled dozens of Boeing MAX jets from the out of service for inspections after the aircraft maker told them about a possible electrical problem that laid a setback for the plane. Org said Friday that the issue affecting planes used by 16 airlines. The company did not say how many planes are affected or how long it will take for inspection and, if necessary, repairs. Max jets were grounded worldwide in March of 2019 after two crashes killing 356 people. The planes resumed flying in December after regulators in the U.S., Europe, Canada, and Brazil approved changes Boeing made to an automated flight control system that played a role in the crashes. Boeing said the new issue in which a component in the electrical power system might not be correctly grounded was unrelated to the flight control system. Southwest Airlines, which began flying the MAX again last month, said it removed 30 of its 58 MAX jets from its schedule to inspection. Southwest spokesman Brian Parrish said the airline has not experienced any known problems related to the electrical issue. Southwest has a fleet of more than 700 Boeing 737. That's a pretty good group of 700 of these babies at Southwest. Most of them older models than the MAX. Parrish said the airline will use other planes to operate
aircraft. They certainly are plagued with some problems, but this one doesn't seem to be a big one. It just has to do with an inspection for some electrical issues of cases. So, thank you, sir, and for our new KHLI. Next, let me go back to Mr. Carey in Michigan. November 8th, Zebra Charlie, KHLI.
Well, hello again. Yeah, just kind of nosing through the online news agencies that I usually watch. And, I don't know. I do have to say, though, that I will not be taking the vaccine, or they're going to have to hog tie my ass to the ground and sit on me and probably knock my ass out, and I'm just going to keep fighting because that ain't going to happen. And, I don't know, probably been pushing a month. I threw away my masks. I've been going maskless. Screw them. Because when you read all these different articles that talk about the flip-flopping that our government and the supposed, quote, top doctors and scientists, Fauci, for example, as to they can't make up their mind if the masks work or not. And then there was that government study that came out that it was a U.S. federal government study. They just flat out said it doesn't work. And I said, no, I'm not going to wear them anymore. So, you know, that's my one step towards taking a stand, I guess, but oh, I suppose I can't say much that everybody else hasn't realized, but there is an interesting article, too. I don't remember now where I saw it. I think it was on the Federalist. Top CEO of Pfizer, who's retired now, talking about how the governments are lying to us and how bad these vaccines are. So, yeah. Especially if you listen to any of the foreign broadcasts, some of the news agencies in other countries. We're not alone. We're not alone in that respect. A lot of people are seeing, you know, seeing what it is for what it is. So with that, I'm just going to let it go because I just feel like I'm babbling. So it's good to hear everybody anyways. So I'll give it back to you, Bob. And this is N8ZC.
All righty, Kerry. Well, I agree with you. I do not like the mask. I'm not taking the vaccine. I am, however, looking into the documents. You know, it's easy to get a Ford driver's license. I'm looking for a blank vaccination card. So that's my goal. And I think I told this last week or so, I had to go to the hospital for a stress test. The sign says mask required, so I put my damn mask on. I walk in and the little nurse says, oh, sir, you need to wear our mask. So I had her pick up the box and said, read to me where that mask is manufactured. And of course, we all know it said made in China. And I told the little nurse, why would I want to wear a mask from the same people that gave me this damn virus? I said, I have a mask on, and I'm wearing a ribbed condom. I am well protected. And with that, she stood there and looked at me like I spoke to her in Spanish, and I went to the doctor's office.
Good for you. That's funny.
You got to stand up. That's all there is to it. So thank you, Kerry. As I said, N8ZCKHOY. Let's see, I'm going to go say hi to Miss Laura again, and to JTTF, and N2IRJ, and Mr. Christopher, KN4DEF. Thank you both for listening. Now I'm going to take it down to Mr. Mike in West Virginia. Whiskey Victor, that's kind of good. It says West Virginia in your call letter. Whiskey Victor 8, Mike Tango Mike. Mr. Mike, go ahead. MCM, KHOY, thank you. Let me go to Mr. Mo in Nebraska. KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, how are you doing on the second round?
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob, for letting me in. I do appreciate it. And Larry, you did come up here this tonight, so I could catch most of it, so it was audible. Thank you for that. And as far as this virus thing, one of the friends I always visited with down at the coffee shop, he's younger than me, he's 84, he took the vaccine, and then he got blood clot on his legs and one on his lung. And I hadn't seen him for quite some time, so I go over there a short time ago, and he don't look a bit well, as far as I'm concerned. He's still pretty down and out, and they got him on 9 different pills. Well, like I told him, I said, them pills are going to kill you. Anyway, on the net, I don't know where I was listening or what have you, but every once in a while I hear on the net that somebody has a blood clot in their leg and one on their lung. And so that kind of goes with that virus thing, that vaccine that they got. Now down here at the veterinary clinic downtown here. The people that work in back with the veterinary, they handle that machine for cattle all the time. And, of course, you always get some on your hands or someplace. And they never did get the virus. But the girls up front just sitting in the office and doing the book work, they got the virus. So that tells you something. You can go to the veterinary and if you know what to get, you can get over the virus or keep from getting it. Ivermac is one of them. And LA-200 is another one. Anyway, well, there's not much else going on here. From here last night, it was 35 above here last night. Tonight is 50 above. So,
alrighty, Mr. Merrill, thank you very much. Appreciate your input. And I'll be back to you one more time. With that being said, I'm going to go see Mr. Clint in Michigan. KCHEHRKHJOY. Mr. Clint, your turn again.
Yeah. It sounds like everybody out here has a pretty good idea, which is good. And I think hope the general public is going to do it. I think they probably do. But I think that's it for right now. I'm looking for another check in the lid. I find something else to chew my jaw about. That's the net control. Wonderful last night, Robert.
Alrighty, Clint, thanks for turning the power up. That certainly made it so I didn't have to strain so hard. I appreciate it. KCA-GHR, KHLY. Then we go to David in Ohio, KX-8-DRA. This is KHLY. Mr. David, it's back to you. Mr. Larry, do you hear David speaking?
I hear something. I'm pretty sure there's someone way back in here.
Pretty weak, though.
I can't hear a thing, so I'm going to pass. I did check in the gentleman from Chesapeake, Virginia, Kilo Uniform 4, Yankee Whiskey. Also, David, I'm going to hand it to you, over. Well, you're pretty light, too. Are you running any power or just 100 watts?
I'm running a 18,000, probably about 300 watts, pure vertical though, KU4YW.
Well, I can just barely pull you out of the noise, but if you have something to pass, I definitely would like to hear it.
Robert, I've jumped in and listened to these nets over the last many months, actually. This is my first time transmitting. Thank you, and I'll work on power and antenna in the net.
All right, David, thank you for jumping in. I saw you on network, so I had to put you in there. Kilo Uniform 4, Yankee Whiskey, KHLY. I'm going to go back up. Let me check and see if there's any late check-ins. This is KHLY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I think I heard a 4, but I'm not sure. Larry, is there any chance you can pull that one out?
Yes, sir. Relay on KG4TXO. KG4TXO, over.
Is that a Z or a G? Golf or a zebra? Golf or zebra? I couldn't tell.
It's golf. KG golf.
I'm showing Mr. Sam in South Carolina. Is that correct? That's pretty funny since that's my last name. Mr. Larry, I'm going to pass it to you for you to be a relay because I'm really struggling to hear Mr. Sam.
Okay, you want him to go ahead?
Yes.
Okay, Sam, this is Larry in Knoxville, MCROQ, relaying for Bob. Go ahead to show you with your comment.
Okay. That's
Leadville, South Carolina or North Carolina?
Okay, well that's good. I'm glad to hear some ham fests are going ahead this year, and because a lot of them I can't go to because of my situation, but I do enjoy going to them when I can there. So thank you for your comments. I'll turn it back over to do you have any other comments, sir? G4TXO. Okay, Bob. Went to a ham fest today in Leedsville, South Carolina. We had a good day, enjoyed the ham fest, and that's pretty much his comment there. I'm glad that we're starting to get some amateur radio ham fest started again. That was KG4TXO and back to net. And 4OK.
Roger. Well, thank you, Sam. I recognize the city from a net down lower on the band, so thank you for joining us on the Liberty Net, KG4TXO, KHOI. I've got one quick article before I start the 73 round. It is from Western Journal. Texas rancher reveals he and his neighbors have made disturbing discoveries on their properties. Texas rancher Whit Jones has seen the other side of illegal immigration as evident by the bodies he and his neighbors have found on their land. Jones appeared on Fox and Friends on Thursday to explain how the border crisis looks from a ranch in Hebronville, Texas. Jones said that he finds two or three dead migrants a year on his property, noting that the number varies depending upon how close ranchers are to the route illegal immigrants usually take. Quote, a neighbor of mine has been finding close to 10 bodies a year for the last 10 years, unquote. Death is a common companion for the illegal immigrants on their journey. Border Patrol reported that during 2019 federal fiscal year, over 300 immigrants died near the southern border, according to Statista.com. Most of these Jones have found are men in their 20s to 40s who would not qualify for Islam. Right now, you're seeing hardly any children or women because of everything that's going on at the river. The people aren't having to make this journey. They can claim asylum, women and children can, and they've been buried in places on Texas property. How sad. With that being said, I know Mr. Mike, he sent me a message and said he had to go, so good night to Whiskey Zero Mike Papa. I'm going to take it to Joplin, Missouri for the 73 round. Mr. William, what are your final thoughts? Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango.
Thank you, Bob. KAJOY. This is KE0VRT. Well, my last article is from April 10th of 2021. It's from the American Thinker. It's, Twitter does not want you to know the co-founder of BLM just bought a $1.4 million house in an exclusive lily white neighborhood. Social media censorship is escalating and ever more blatant. Unfettered knowledge is dangerous to the phony narratives that progress wish to brainwash the public into accepting. And with social media, the blockade imposed by mainstream media potentially can be breached by people posting otherwise obscure media sources to their social media accounts. The latest prominent victim is Jason Whitlock, originally a sports writer, but now a social critic who brings insightful commentary on many issues, including race. For the record, Whitlock is black, a fact that seems to make a difference to most people on the left. Yesterday, Jason Whitlock posted a link to a story about Patrice Cullors and her apparent spouse, Janaya Khan, who self-identifies as a black, queer, and gender non-conforming. Buying a $1.4 million compound in the Topanga Canyon area of Greater Los Angeles. Mark David broke the story in Dirt.com. They secluded many compounds connected to Los Angeles' rustic and semi-remote Topanga Cave was recently sold for a tad more than $1.4 million to a corporate entity that public records show is controlled by Patrice Kahn Coders. 37-year-old social justice visionary and co-founder of the galvanizing, for some controversial, Black Lives Matter movement. That's a sophisticated maneuver, making the purchase in the name of a corporate entity. Too bad there were public records identifying who controlled it. I presume future purchases will use corporations domiciled in the Cayman Islands or some other haven where the public has less access. It sounds pretty nice, though. Not over the top. A winding 15-minute drive from the Commons at Casablanca is in a slightly longer and somewhat less serpentine drive from Malibu's Getty Villa. The pine-sized compound spans about one quarter of an acre. The property is not quite 2,400 square foot. It is divided between a three-bedroom and two-bath main house and a separate one-bed, one-bath apartment capable of hosting guests long-term, with private entry and a living room with a kitchenette. Interior spaces feature bamboo floors and the spacious open plan living room, dining area, and kitchen. Vaulted ceilings clad in a knotty pine. A whitewashed raised earth brick fireplace anchors the living room, and numerous skylights bathe the cavernous space with natural light. Nicarama of Red State points out, it's interesting to note that the demographics of the area are only about 1.4% Black people. So not living up to her creed there. Remember, this is the same woman who confessed that she was a trained Marxist, buying this expensive pad. Some people are more equal than others, I guess. We should note that grassroots BLM folks have registered a complaint against the leadership, including Colin Colors, because they feel their opinion wasn't being taken into consideration. They were getting scant money and there wasn't transparency as to where the money was going. When Jason Whitlock noted the purchase on his widely followed Twitter account, Jack Dorsey's meetings decided it was too much information. Last night, Tucker Carlson, who has Whitlock on his show as a frequent guest, took up the suspension. And in reply, Jason Whitlock had responded, and I quote, do you even comprehend my take? She had a lot of options on where to live. She chose one of the widest places in California. She'll have her pick of white cops and white people to complain about. That's a tush, bro. Unquote. Ridicule Alinsky taught us is the most powerful weapon. I wonder how many of the BLM arsonists out there think it's ridiculous for their founder to hole up at a lily white retreat in a fancy neighborhood. And you know what? That's kind of something I've noticed about these people that want to push Marxism, and communism and stuff like that. It seems like they always seem to make a lot of money off of communism in a capitalist, nation, and they seem to want to enjoy the fruits of capitalism. In any case, when it comes to internet censorship, this is another thing that's got me personally on Facebook. I get free requests almost daily from profiles with Islamic-sounding names, Islamic-sounding countries, and they're distributing porn or trying to get me to click onto the links to hack me. That's one of the little tricks they like to do. I've been reporting it to Facebook quite regularly, and they do nothing. The other day, I finally got a reply. They told me that the profile I reported didn't go against their community standards, even though they were distributing porn on that particular, profile. And they said that we want to keep Facebook safe and welcoming for everyone. But you know what? I can post a stupid meme on it, and I get fact-checked in 30 minutes or less. And I've even gotten a community guideline strike and a suspension because of a meme that had a photo of Joseph Goebbels on it. I guess it's okay to have porn, but by golly, don't you put on some kind of right-wing meme. Anyway, that's all I have for this round, and 73 is to everybody on here. Glad to see everybody that was on here tonight. We had some good sounding stations, so take care, everybody. Take care, Bob. This is KE0VRT. Back to you.
Thank you, William. Ride along with us, KE0VRT. It's interesting, Black Lives Matter has taken in, I had the article, but it's been several weeks ago, have taken in billions of dollars, but they have not cleaned up one neighborhood. They've not built one food kitchen. They've not sent one black young man or woman to college. All they do is destroy, burn, and tell you how bad the white man is, over.
That's exactly right. And you know what? They're making hellacious profits off of it too, and it's just really disgusting.
Yes, it is. That's a true statement. Thank you, William. Let me go back to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, thank you for the relay. Mr. Larry, what do you have for the 73 round?
Check in.
Okay, thank you. You got your check in there, too. I'll go ahead. I'm going to carry too long here. So check in, please. Wait, I'll get through that. Okay, traffic's going to speak. Tonight, everything is Mayor Largo, and let's see, former President Trump was to address the mayor of Republican National Committee gathering, where he was expected to say that if Republicans stick to an American First agenda, the GOP will win back Congress in 2022 and take back the White House in 2024. In his keynote address to GOP donors, resort, the former president was expected to lay into President Biden on issues like cancel culture, proposed gun restrictions, and especially for the record-breaking surge of migrants crossing the southern border. Trump was expected to say is a winning issue for Republicans to plot the return to power. So I'm glad that Trump is still giving these speeches helping out and going a little bit of time off. That guy, I don't think he slept very much at night. He was working, trips all over the U.S. speeches and all. I listened to a lot of them. They were tremendous speeches. The fake news would not allow a lot to be, they wouldn't even cover them. But you had to go to, some conservative outlets there and on the internet to be able to look at any of them there. So, the outlets. Okay, we'll see. Biden's doing a lot of dead legislation, trying to get it passed now. So just what all DC he's coming out with. And let's see, from there I've got two more little small articles. Thanks for running the net and that, Bob. You're doing a great job. Sorry, not to hear a lot of guys in there we usually hear. But I'm sure they'll be back when they can. This Virgin Galactica rolls up to another direction of a spaceship, so we're still working on the spaceship for a while. As the company looks to resume test flights in the coming months at their headquarters in New Mexico, company officials say it will likely be summer before the ship is designed and manufactured in California. Then it goes glide flight testing at Spaceport America in southern New Mexico. That will coincide with the final round of testing for the generation of spacecraft, which will be the one that takes British billionaire and Virgin Galactic founder Sir Richard Branson to the fringes of space later this year. CEO Michael Colglazier said the addition of the new ship marks the beginning of Virgin Galactic having a fleet that will one day be capable of ferrying paying customers and scientific payloads from spaceports on the globe. The company is still aiming for commercial operations to begin next year, on testing in a few months of downtime for maintenance and upgrades in 4OQ Friday. Vice President Mike Pence set for some memoirs. He's on a book deal. His biography currently untitled is scheduled to come out in 2023. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to tell the story of my life in public service to the American people, from serving in Congress to the Indiana Governor's office and as Vice President of the United States. Pence said in a statement, "I look forward to working with the outstanding team at Simon and Schuster to invite readers on a journey from a small town in Indiana to Washington, D.C. also gave out about 10:54. The UK is advising limited AstraZeneca in under 30. Coming from London, USA, British authorities recommend Wednesday that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine not to be given to adults under 30 with possible strengthening evidence that the shot may be linked to rare blood clots. The recommendation aimed as regulators in the United Kingdom and the European Union emphasize that the benefit of receiving the vaccine continues to outweigh the risk for more people, even though the European Medicines Agency said it has found a possible link between the shot and these rare blood clots. So these ladies, Tenpenny and Simone Gold, they'll recommend that unless you're A+. So they think it's experimental and it may give you cancer or autoimmune disease down the road or kill you. They don't know. The UPS is coming out with some EVTOLS. That's part of helicopter and part plane. They're buying 10 electrical vertical aircraft from Beta Technology as it attempts to improve delivery times in small and mid-sized markets. EVTOLS are a cross between a helicopter and a fixed-wing aircraft, meaning they can fly at higher speeds as well as ascend and descend vertically. In an announcement Wednesday, the Atlanta delivery company said it will test the EVTOLS for use in its express air delivery network. The program that is being overseen by the Fly Forward Division, which is also exploring drone delivery. UPS expects to begin receiving the planes in 2024. There's an option to buy up to 150 aircraft. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. Thanks again, Bob. Running the net, and the band has been great tonight, as far as I can tell here in Tennessee. So, KAJOY, 10-4-ROQ, back to me.
All right, Larry. Well, you and I both have listened to Sherry Tenpenny, and again, these are experimental vaccines, and there's no liability on the part of Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. If it starts killing people, too bad. You can't go after them, so. And you said it. I've read where it's 99.7% of recovery. If you get the disease, you have a 99.7% chance of recovering with no problem. I'm going to take those odds, Larry. N4ROQ, thank you, KJY. Next is Mr. Carey, N8 Zulu Charlie. KJY to you for the 73 round.
Check it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the check-in.
W2GIO.
Mr. Frank, W2GIO, let me put you down here. You're going to be the person who's going to close the door for us, and I'm going to enjoy that part.
Roger, roger.
All righty, Mr. Carey, November 8, Zulu Charlie.
Well, hello again. It's funny, I'm glad the guy said something about checking in again, because I was going to mention you had a check-in, and I didn't think I'd quite asleep yet, but I think I didn't hear you go back to him. But anyway, yeah, well, I'm just gonna wish everybody 73s and a good night and whatnot, because I'm just enjoying listening to everybody. So with that, I'm just gonna give it back to you, because I'm getting to the point where it's time to go horizontal. So with that, good night. N8ZC here.
All righty, Carey. Well, right along to the end, we only have a few more to go, so you don't want to miss anything. But thank you for joining us. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, appreciate you being with us. I'm going to catch Miss Mora, N2JTT.
Glad to have you with us. Mr. Christopher, he threw out a comment. Kilo November 4, Zulu X-ray Sierra, not X-ray, Echo. He said Booker T. Washington is rolling in his grave because of BLM. How true. All righty, how about Mr. Mike in Virginia? WV8MTM, KHOI. I think he signed. How about Mr. Mo? KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, what are your closing thoughts?
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. First of all, I want to say hi to Vic. Vic, you're older than I am, so you got to perk up and get back on the neck. We all miss you. But anyway, I sure wish you well. And also, Jesse, I haven't heard Jesse now for about 5 weeks or so. Do you know what happened to Jesse, Bob?
Well, he was supposed to be here for Wednesday night and he didn't show. I'm kind of amazed he's not here for Saturday night. So I'm not certain, so I'm going to have to place a phone call and find out what's going on with Jesse. Over.
Roger, roger. Sure, I'm telling you. If he didn't get the message 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago or whatever what we was talking about back then, I got it all figured out and got the stuff to do it. So I did get it all figured out, and I'm an old hillbilly rancher, so I did get it figured out. But anyway. I do appreciate you telling me that you have it. Anyway, right, not much else going on around here. Going to a munition sale tomorrow, about 70 miles from here. I've got a guy down there I could use on the sale. So I thought I'd go down and see if I could get that guy. And so anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. KD's
all righty, Mr. May. Always a pleasure to hear your voice from Nebraska. I will be down the band tomorrow at 9 o'clock if you so desire. I'll look for you there. KD0RSA. God bless you. KHOI. Let me see if Mr. Clint is still with us. KCH Echo Hotel Romeo for the 73 route. What are your final thoughts, Mr. Clint?
Well, hey there, Robert. It's good to get everybody out here again, and Michelle Checkett's coming in, and Donald really carried you, can't keep up with us, can he? He and I have been messaging back and forth during the night. I heard an article on him, and I told him he wanted me to add it into the net. Today, and yesterday, we've been hearing about Joe Biden's bad speech. I think it's going to be a moment. the Obama Biden budget plan for fiscal year 2017 calls for the elimination of the tax, the tax loophole Joe would exploit for the next 3 years. House Republicans now raise the hypocrisy as Biden looks to hike taxes by trillions without bipartisan cooperation, claiming the president avoided at least $500,000 in payroll taxes. Representative Jim Banks of Republicans from Indiana challenges him to, quote, undo your hypocrisy and pay these taxes back to the American people. Show us your patriotism, Joe. And just so hypocritical double standards of all these years of busting President Trump's jaws on his back. And look at it. Look what they're doing. They are so bad at executing orders. But, it's pretty jealous. There's a lot of church in Congress going on in the state. It was Trump and so anyways, 73 to everybody all the way around. God bless. Stay strong. Keep the faith. I'm going to be listening through the rest of the day, closing that out. But I'll be back out here probably this coming Wednesday. Back to that control. KCHR.
All righty, Clinton. Thank you. Thank you for the flowers. KCHR, KJY, it's good to have you with us. I'm going to run down to Sam. Kilo Golf 4, Tango X-Ray Oscar, this is KJY. You still with us, Sam, for the 73 round? Sam, I heard some of what you said. I appreciate being with us. Maybe a little more wattage or something, we can get a better contact. But thank you for joining us. KG4TXOKJY. And last but not least, Mr. Frank from Fishkill, New York. Sir, I'm going to pass it to you for your thoughts, the 73 round, and I know how you're going to close the net.
Okay. This is W2GIO. That's GIO overslept. Okay. Anyhow, there is some interesting news kind of locally. I'm involved in a repair cafe movement where we volunteer to fix stuff for people free on a Saturday morning from 11 o'clock till 3 in the afternoon down in Yorktown, New York, which is about
25 miles south of me. We're going to have on April 24th, that's a Saturday morning, we're going to have an outdoor repair cafe in the back of a church building. And so we're going to have probably 10 tents set up, and we'll have about at least 10 or 12 fixer groups, fixers there, coaches like myself, and we'll be fixing stuff for people for free. It's a lot of fun, and you never know what you got to fix, and I usually have the trunk of my car full of all kinds of equipment that I need to use in these type of events. And so I'm kind of excited to get back and doing it live. We've been doing these repair cafes on Zoom. Actually, it worked pretty well. So the other thing I see that in Connecticut, there's going to be an AmFest in August, outdoors, a big one. Candlewood Amateur Radio Club is going to be having an AmFest in August in Connecticut. And the other thing I mentioned, that I listened to this program from New York City, the station, it's actually a hippie radio station from the 60s. They have a bunch of crazy people on there, but they do have one person that's pretty sane, and that's a guy, Dr. Gary Null, who's into nutrition and health, and he's been doing programs in, on CBS for the last, and that station for 40 years. And he's had a lot of people on that are talking about the COVID-19, the vaccine, how bad it is, and also some data from different parts of the world where they've been, some of the people that died of this COVID, they checked their blood and they find that their vitamin D level is very low. So there's been a lot of, there's one doctor was on there this past week on his program, and he was talking about the importance of getting your vitamin D level up. D is in dog. And so I take at least 4,000 international units a day of vitamin D3, and also K2, which is something that you need to take also. Because vitamin D is kind of, it's like a, it works with about 1,000 different nutrients in your body, so it's really important. And normally you get that from the sun, but you just can't get enough, so especially in the winter time. So anyhow, the deal is take maybe up to 10,000 international units of vitamin D3 a day, and have it checked. All you got to do is you got to request that you get the vitamin D level checked when you go for a blood test. It's a little more, you got to pay a little bit for it, but it's going to keep you from getting sick for sure. And they're finding out that in Sweden, and I think Finland, you know how we get vitamin D, gets put into milk. Well, there's 30 different products in those countries that they inject, they put vitamin D in because they know better. So there you go. So anyhow, so there is some interesting stuff, but there's also some good news. And the good news is that God loves us, and he wants to lavish his blessings on us, and so we that's the good news for today, that God loves us. Thank you, WTGIO.
Well, Frank, thank you. I appreciate you being the one to close that statement, God loves us. I sometimes think that he's maybe shaking his head at America. We're truly a blessed country. We've fallen aside, and I hope we sit down and pray with our hands folded to the good Lord. So, whiskey to you, golf to us, thank you. 73s to everybody that joined me tonight. I appreciate it. With that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the U.S. Navy sailors that are listening, and 73 cement netters such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, M2IOJ, Ms. Laura, M2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, bless our soldiers, our sailors, our Marines, our airmen, all of them. That being said, this is KHAOI. I'll be clear.
KK4WX, where were you?
Oh, hello, Bob. I'm hoping I can get in here.
Okay, let me see if this will work.
K8JOY from KK4WX.
I didn't realize that I was running barefoot there, but I found out about the Georgia QSO party going on, and I kind of participated in that event, so being that I'm in Georgia, although I'm not a real serious contester or anything, but you know, it is something that we have fun with and play around with. Anyway, just on a last note, here at the closing of the net, I just wanted to tell everyone that's still tuned in to be sure and tune or to get on the web and go to afr.net, and then look up, and there's several different tabs down at the bottom, but there's one that should be a link to Sandy Rios in the morning, and if you click on that, then it'll take you over to the last show that she had on the air, which was Friday, and if you get the chance, please, by all means, try to listen to this one-hour broadcast. It's just unbelievable at the information that's given out here on how the Marxists and the Chinese are communists are just taking over our country and how they're influencing our elected officials and everything else in the Democratic Party. Is just totally unbelievable at what's going on. Of course, I know that all the listeners that are here know anyway what's going on, but here's a beautiful truth, and a proof, or however you want to call it, of what's been going on. And they even tie in well-known politicians like Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and all these other wicked people who have had communist Chinese ties and whatnot in their government. So you want to listen to Sandy Rios in the morning and listen to the last, which was yesterday, listen to Friday broadcast. It would be Friday, April 9th. And that'll be the first one that'll come up. Now, there's others there that she has that, you know, where you can listen to every day of last week or for however long you want to go back. But be sure and listen to last Friday's broadcast. She had a guest on there. His name's Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon. And this guy's really good, and he's really got the really got the dope on these politicians that we have in this country. So with that, I'll say good night to you and good night to everyone else on the Liberty Net, and I do apologize that I wasn't able to make it. Maybe Wednesday night or either next Saturday I want. So K-A-8-J-O-Y. Very good evening to you from K4WX in Southern Georgia.
Well, Mr. Russell, I went to www.afr.net, and you have to click on podcast, and there's Sandy Rios, S-A-N-D-Y-R-I-O-S. So Sandy Rios in the morning. So that's the only thing that you didn't get. You got to go to podcast up there on the top bar, but I was able to find her, so now I'm going to listen to it.
Okay, good deal. I've got her podcast or whatever they call it on my iPhone, so I can go back and listen to whatever show I want to, and you can just play it for every time, you know, play it on and on, however many times you want to replay it. But the one that I'm looking at now, the one that I'm talking about, is got the big red communist flag of China.
the communist Chinese flag. It's got the yellow star, and then the other four yellow stars out in front of it. But sure, and listen to Sandy Rios' broadcast of Friday, April 9th. And I can almost promise you, you won't regret it. It'll really leave you your ears wrapped around the speakers, because it's just so revealing in everything of what's going on. And I don't know anybody or any news outlet, even Fox News, I don't know any of them that's revealing this kind of information that Sandy Rios is doing. Sandy Rios says she's really a trooper and should be commended and supported. Brian Fisher on this same AFR radio, Brian Fisher's name on his film is called Focal Point, which is very good. I donate money to this organization because I believe in what they're doing, and they're Christian people, and they're going to tell the truth, because for one thing, they're bound by their believer to tell the truth. So there you go. KAHJOY from KK4WX.
Well, Russell, I thank you for bringing that to our attention. I hope everybody did copy that. www.afr.net, and it's Sandy, common spelling, Rios, R-I-O-S. You have to look under the podcast. So when I sign, I am going to listen to that that podcast, Russell.
Okay, 7-3. Somebody won't let the sign, and they sign like they're wanting to print it or whatever. Well, buddy, you can have it. Mean to hog it, but anyway, sorry if I got in your way. And I do apologize or whatever. So with that, 7-3s, and God bless each and every one. KK4WX 73.
73's Russell, God bless you. God bless everyone that's been joining us tonight. This is KAHJOY.